Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go! Hey, welcome to Tuesday Show. Morning, studio!
Morning!
All right, let's get to know here. The question today is, what is the favorite band t-shirt that you own? And if you don't have any, you can also say that. Two reasons. One, Amy was wearing my George Strait shirt at IR Country Festival this past weekend.
That was yours?
Yeah. Don't worry about it, though.
He gave it to me.
I don't remember that, but I... Great.
Sometimes you even say on here, I can't remember what I did 5 minutes ago, which is
true. And you, by the way, you look great in it. Everybody kept going, is that your George Strait shirt Amy's wearing? And in my head, I go, yes. But if I gave it to her, then it's no. What is your favorite band shirt, Amy?
My George Strait shirt.
Bobby's.
I wear it.
That's an old school.
A lot. Yeah. You gave it to me a few years ago, and I wear it to a lot of different things.
Like, I think you stole it first, and then I gave it to you.
You gave it to me. You said it fit a little snug.
When does that ever stop me from wearing anything?
It fits me perfectly. Yeah, I think that's what you said.
Okay. It's old. It's probably
vintage,
the 80s.
From the 80s. And anytime anybody complimented me on it, as they normally do when I wear it, I say, oh, Bobby gave it to me.
Well, that's very nice of you. Even though I'm not sure that's true, but fair enough. Eddie?
Man, I've had many of good rock shirts. Mm-hmm. Pearl Jam, you name it. I've had them all. But my favorite right now is Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefers. It's from the 80s. Like, I didn't buy it, like, from the 80s, but I ordered it somewhere, and it was vintage from the 80s. It's got the old design of, like, a lobster or whatever. It says Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefers. I love it.
You do love Jimmy Buffett.
I love Jimmy, dude.
And
rest
he does
in peace.
Love George Strait.
I do.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, it'd be my Tina Turner one from her 24/7 tour. It was the spring of 2000 at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Lionel Richie opened up, but Tina Turner's the shirt, and I still wear it to this day. Man.
Lunchbox loves Tina Turner.
He does.
Yeah, the collar's kind of frayed, but you know what? I let her legacy live on.
He hates music, loves Tina.
Very strange.
Loves Tina's music. Got it as a cassette at a McDonald's Happy Meal once.
Yeah, it was a greatest hits. We were driving to Chicago, and you've got a Happy Meal, you got the cassette for $2.99. There was that one or someone else, and my mom said, give us the Tina. And we listened to it all the way to Chicago.
I have my new favorite one on today. Have you noticed it?
No.
I can't see it. I see the letter, but
what's
I don't know
the
what
letter?
It is. P.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I thought it was the Phillies.
It was a Peloton shirt.
See? You never know.
Pixies?
Nope. This is one from the late 90s.
Okay.
Pearl.
No, it's not a Pearl Jam shirt.
It does say it in small letters if anybody has perfect vision.
Presidents of the United States and the Peaches.
Yeah, Presidents of the United States of America.
Oh, yeah.
And on the back it says that bigger. But presidents have a few songs. You know, move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Or, she's lump, she's lump, she's lump, she's in my head. Or, little dune buggy. In it. You know that one?
I don't remember that third one.
Oh, man, that's a jam, too. This is my new president shirt I got on eBay. And it's an old one that I got on eBay, and I got to be honest, I wore it immediately without washing it first, which I don't often do. I know, but these old shirts, if you wash them too many times, they just fall apart.
Yeah, they get holes
that
in
one,
them.
That one, you're good, though. One more wash, it's not going to fall apart.
I don't know. I'll wear somebody else's germs for a minute. And also, these shirts cost way too much money now. To find, like, a good vintage You can get the fake ones, but then they're all bad, like bad t-shirt material. You know, like you see somebody with an old Nirvana shirt, but it looks too new. It's that new one, but the shirt's all weird and it hurts your skin like sandpaper.
Like Target resells a bunch of old looking ones.
Yeah.
But they're new, so.
I tell you, Target, though, is pretty good. Not the bands, I'm saying their fabric is pretty good. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get like those old.
There's somewhere, yeah, the Hanes, fabric is just not
old
good.
Hanes ones that are just hurt yourself. All right, that's it. That's a get to know. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My mom told me she had a baby when she was 19 that she gave up for adoption. Closed adoption. My mom has had no contact. So I've known for a long time that I have a long lost half sister out there. 6 years ago, I got myself a kit with hopes that if my half sister were to take the test, we'd both see we had matches. Last month, I got a DNA relative match. It was her, my half-sister. My question is, what should I say? She knew my mom existed, but she didn't know about me. She still doesn't know about my younger sisters. How do I approach this and let her know that I want to get to know her? I'd appreciate any advice that you all have. Thank you. Signed, long-lost half-sister. I think the simplest answer is the easy answer here. You just message her. Don't think too much about it because you're going to think yourself into a predicament of some sorts. If you want to message her and say, hey, I did this kit, you can even message through. I've done it before. You can message through the site. But I would also never check because I'd have like sixth cousins. I'm your cousin. And I'm like, I don't know. You could simply message on Instagram or Facebook and be like, hey, I matched on this site. You can check. I'm not a scammer. And based on what I know and the results of the test, I do believe we are related. You don't even have to say half sister. You can softly launch into this.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Well, but if the other person has done the test, I don't know exactly how it works, but don't they get them? Isn't that person seeing that they're matched with her?
Yes, but I'm telling you, there's so many like little ways to go and look. Sometimes you don't even look to see who you're matched with. You just look to see where you're from.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like that could be a way into like, hey, maybe you've seen that you've matched with me and you've chosen not to reach out.
But the other person may not even have a result. Who knows?
True, true.
I'm saying you can't really assign what you don't know.
Okay.
So I would message them. Keep it simple. Hey, I saw we matched on this. I'm not a scammer. I think we might be related. And then go from there. It's not like a kid reaching out to a parent that didn't know they had a kid where there's some financial implications.
True.
Where some parents would be like, oh, hey, my kid. Nobody's really going to deny if you're a brother or a sister. You're not asking for anything. So I think they deserve that. And if you try once or twice and you get no response, well, try another method.
Show up.
And if that doesn't work,
show up at the house.
You really got to give it the old what for, though. You know, you got to give it the old college try. And then if it doesn't work, but I just don't see them not wanting to connect with you. Brother, sister, different than, hey, you're my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way
that's
different.
That's a big bomb, though, right? Like to say, come out and say like, hey, I'm your half brother or I'm your brother. So I think the relative's good. Yeah.
Just say we're related. Looks like we're related.
Yeah. I do think, though, if you're adopted and you know that later, like you probably have wondered, I wonder if
maybe
I have other siblings.
Maybe they don't know if they're adopted, though.
Oh, well, that part is.
But we don't know that about the half.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Some people do that. Some people don't.
And I know.
Most do. I would say most do.
I know.
Probably.
But yes, soft launch it. Hey, I think we're related. Go from there. Most brothers, sisters aren't going to be like, I don't know you. They're going to be like, wow, this is really cool. Now, if it's your dad, it's different.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Over the weekend, we had a country music festival, the iHeart Country Festival. Now all like the secondary juicy stories are coming out. Not so much that Keith Urban was awesome or Jelly Roll was awesome, but I got this one from Morgan. So, Morgan, where were you where they were giving away something free?
We were in the backstage presenter green room.
So, I never went in that room. So, to explain that room to me.
It's basically where everybody was coming back and getting ready and changing clothes. It was just a bunch of different people coming through, like Amy and Eddie and Lunchbox. We were all back there. And then some artists came back there, actresses.
Before they went on stage to go, this next person, they would just come in like...
Yeah, they'd hang out, grab a drink, and just sit for a little bit.
So what were they giving away?
They were giving away these... It's from this company called like Bartesian. I knew I was going to pronounce that wrong. But they were giving away these big drink robots where they make cocktails for you.
They were giving away the whole robot?
The entire robot.
So what does one of those things cost?
$350.
It's like a Keurig. Like, imagine putting a pot of coffee in and out comes the coffee.
What?
Well, you put the alcohol in there. Like, say you want, it's got tequila or rum or whatever, and you pick the little margarita thing, so you pop it in like you would a coffee.
Yeah.
And then it mixes up the tequila and pours out the perfect margarita. It's crazy. It was actually so really awesome, good.
That sounds like one of the more higher-end things they've ever given away at the history of the festival.
Yeah, and they just had these little cards, and they had a code. She was like, go online and just get your free one that comes to your house.
So then what happened?
Well, so she was being kind and giving out these cards. What do you think Lunchbox did?
He took more cards, multiple cards.
He took five cards. Not one, not two, not three. Five cards.
Five?
He doesn't even have five adults in his...
Why would you take five cards?
Man, that's a good birthday gift, a wedding gift, any gift. I mean, you got a friend that likes cocktails. Guess what? They got him a machine.
Yeah, they're $400 here.
Dude, that's crazy. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, why would you take five cards?
Because she had to stack them there, and she was like, hey, just be sure to redeem it. Okay, don't worry. I'll make sure those are redeemed, girl.
Did you ask for five cards?
No. I just said, hey, can I get some?
Can I get a sum? You even stumbled through that.
Yeah.
Did you say, can I get one?
I may have said one.
Okay.
And she's like, yeah, go ahead. The stack's right there. If I'm going to have free access to the stack, take one, two, and she didn't seem to care.
Or did she not see you do it?
Maybe she didn't see me, but there was still a big stack. There were still plenty of cards there.
Oh, and then he got somebody to come back, one of his friends, and got his friend a free one, too. And his friend wasn't even supposed to be back there.
Mm. How's your friend even get back there?
So you got like six of these things?
No, I only got five. No, he got one. Yeah.
So, okay, so you got like $2,000 in free stuff.
I mean,
this one thing that was...
I mean, it is awesome.
But also,
it
really,
is like they...
No, what's he going to do with it? And it's not a good look.
But getting backstage is sort of like Fort Knox. So how did he get his friend back there?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even see his friend. How did you get your friend back there?
I just brought him back.
Oh, he was the makeup artist.
What?
He probably said this is my makeup artist, if I had to guess.
I mean, same way Amy got her niece back there.
Oh,
I mean,
that was at the very end of the night, like with like everybody was already gone.
Oh, it was after the show?
I wouldn't have brought them. I wouldn't have tried to get them in there. I was getting my bag out of the green room to go home. So
the show was over.
Show was totally over. There was nobody there. Like,
you had a makeup artist?
No, I didn't have a makeup artist. No, I didn't wear makeup.
Yeah, he put makeup on.
You had makeup.
No, I had moisturizer.
No, there's
video. Tinted moisturizer.
You had makeup on?
Nope.
And he got his hair done, too, which is
weird.
There's
nothing wrong. I have to wear stage makeup or light makeup all the time for television. But I didn't know. You get your makeup done.
No, there's no makeup. Just hair and moisturizer.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe it's Lunchbox. Dang, dude.
Maybe he's born with it.
Yeah.
Hey, and as a tip, I gave him one of those machines.
So you did have a makeup artist?
Not makeup. Hair. Hair and moisturizer.
Lunchbox is bringing his makeup artist right now.
And he did put a bracelet on me.
And he stole five machines.
I didn't steal
five
anything.
I will, and they're called Bartesian. So just in case anybody else wants one, give him credit since that Lunchbox is stealing from
them. He took money from him, so.
No, guys, they're giving them away for free. They want people to redeem those.
They want one person to redeem them so they can pass it out to more people so that each individual person is able to go, oh, look what I got, and possibly post about it.
Here's what's crazy is all night I never heard her say, man, I'm out of cards. Sorry, you can't get one.
But that's not the point. The point is that she has enough to go around. The point is she wants to get one to each person that can then post about it, and then she can take those cards to another event and the company isn't losing money.
These were specific to iHeart.
That number doesn't have to be.
Yeah, it does. It says iHeart on the code.
No. She only had 18, she told me.
Okay,
we were talking about
that. Code can also be changed, and that can be, if there's only a certain amount, that code can be changed to something else. It doesn't matter. I don't know if I...
Yeah. Because he does.
But there was only 18 cards. They had them specifically for each person individually.
There were 18 total cards?
18 total cards. Oh, she told me the amount.
Okay. It's going to bite him in the butt eventually. There's no need to
Did you get one?
I got one.
See?
She gave me one.
I didn't get one. And I would like to have had one.
Amy, did you get one?
To have at the house.
She gave me one.
There you go.
One.
Everybody got one.
I need one of yours then because I don't have one.
Mm, you don't drink.
But we have alcohol at the house. We have a wine like holder.
Well, oh, yeah. It would be cool. Like if you
wife would probably
have
like
someone
it.
Over and be like, hey, you want a cocktail? And they'll think, keep it in the closet and go whip it up and they'll think you did it.
I mean, I can email her, see if I can get you one.
I walk in the closet. All right, guys, I'll be back.
You come out with this
for my next trick.
Made cocktail.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Howard Hogue is known as Beach Santa, and he celebrated a milestone. He always goes out to the beach in South Carolina, and he picks up trash, trash, trash. Well, he picked up his 1 millionth piece of trash on the beach.
Who counted?
I don't know.
Santa probably.
That's awesome. But do you have a clicker with you? Like in the club when you let somebody's going in and out?
Man, I saw a guy at the airport who looked just like Santa drinking a beer.
Our driver, because the company had provided us a driver to make sure I got places on time for iHeart Country Festival, was Santa Claus.
Maybe it's the same guy.
And I think he gets used to being called Santa all the time because Scuba yelled out, oh, look at this. Santa's driving us. And like Marty's like, ho, ho, ho. I guess anybody with a white beard kind of knows what they're getting into. Yeah. Dang, a million pieces of trash.
That's he's participated in 2,000 litter sweeps. Like where they get a big group of people together. He's been in 2,000 of them.
Those are fun.
Back in the, you've done a litter sweep?
Yeah, in high school.
Really?
I used to go anytime. It was just a chance to go to the beach.
Oh boy, are we doing this?
Wait, like, no, that's... guys, I didn't want to do it. I did it.
Okay, I believe you.
It's not just a want. I did that one.
The adopt a highway used to be a big thing.
Yeah, that's, I see the signs.
That's like, dangerous.
To clean up the highways? Well, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, but that's why you do the inmates.
So they can get hit by cars?
It's fine. How about just if you're a car? Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. Good job, said Beach Santa. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
People all over the world post the same eerie UFO footage all over the world. So not just one person who's drunk in a trailer park. You know, one like my cousin. It wasn't Eddie's. Who did? Who saw?
My brother, but he starts every story with, man, I was having a couple beers, and then he saw something.
Wasn't that at all. People all around the globe reported seeing a UFO late Thursday night as an orange light zipped across the sky. Some still don't know what it was. All of a sudden, other stories started coming out. Oh, it's this.
Is it the same footage, or they all have different footage?
It's the same footage. And they were able to get it from a lot of different places. People across the world reported seeing a mysterious unidentified flying object coasting overhead in a spiral pattern late Thursday night. Now, some people are like, oh, no, that was a SpaceX Falcon. But some people are like, that's not the SpaceX Falcon.
Spiral? Just like doing a spiral thing?
There's like four things they say it could be. And to me, if I were to guess, it looks like aliens.
Wow, if you were to guess.
Of course. Just a guess.
If I were guessing, that's from the New York Post. I'm just saying. Hmm. I got a couple of these stories. From the Sun, did a time traveler show up in Florida? A TikToker may have caught a time traveler on a security camera. Alex Shaw has, this was bizarre because it popped up in my feed with the algorithm because it knows what I want to see.
What was he dressed as?
And then it made the news. So he shared the video that shows a guy in shorts and a white t-shirt with a backpack on. The guy wanders into the guy's backyard, says something, and then walks into a shed on the property. Cops were called to the shed and the shed was empty, but the camera never ever saw the person leaving the shed.
So the time machine's in the shed?
The phone booth
was in the shed?
Hey, and there's more. The next day, the same person got notified that someone was in his backyard, and the footage shows an older man walk out of the shed. Okay. And he was... Stop. The footage never shows the guy going in. So it looks like this person went into the time machine.
Uh-huh, got older.
Not just got older, lived a whole life somewhere,
right.
And then came back home.
Right.
Wow.
So they think it's the same guy,
looks like the same guy, just older.
And he's got a backpack, so he's clearly a traveler.
No, he didn't have a backpack on the second
time.
Not
the first one.
Yeah.
So he was traveling to the old days.
I watched the footage with my own eyeballs.
There's no edit. Bones, do you understand?
Possibly.
You understand that you can, dude, what are we talking about? We should do this. We should create a video. Let me edit it.
Why is there a guy even walking in his yard?
Right.
No, not right.
It could be his buddy Jim.
It's not. Trust me, I asked.
You did it. We should do this and go viral.
We're so quick to go, something is not true, something's not true, something.
Oh.
We're so quick to go, that's not an alien. That's not a time traveler. We're so quick. And probably because it's true. Probably because that's the right thing to say. But we don't know everything. It's proven all the time. New discoveries constantly.
Yeah. You could be living that simulation you think you're in.
It's always a video, guys. You know you can edit these things.
This is not an edited video.
Okay.
You can't edit on TikTok.
Of course not.
It's against the rules. There is a supercomputer that now says when the Earth will end in our nerd minute here.
Supercomputer.
Yeah. You know when they say the Earth's going to end in this many years and it's more than like 200? I don't care.
Because you're not going to be around.
Because I'm like, what? I'm not going to be here. If I have kids, I'm not going to be here. That's pretty selfish of me to think. But when it says the Earth will end in 250 million years, heck, I kind of root for that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
250 million years. Are we supposed to care? If that's the case, too, that means
You can litter all you want.
No, because we also, yes, we're doing certain things for the future, hey, but we want
bring back
to
aerosol
live,
hairspray because we need nine.
Aquanet.
We want it to be nice while we're here as well.
Not going to affect us, though.
Just start littering
Dude,
everywhere.
You do one day and tell people, like, hey, throw your cans out the window.
The
watch
purge
it.
Litter.
No,
do whatever
disgusting.
You want.
Disgusting.
And the first ever climate model of the distant future, Earth, but 250 million years, I don't care. And then finally, alien abduction is a real thing. That insurance.
Right.
The insurance for alien abduction.
Oh, insurance.
From KPQ. So Washington State ranks 2 for UFO sightings in the nation. And there is a sort of insurance that you can buy. There's a policy. $19.99. It pays out $10 million if you get abducted. But you're going to need an alien signature to verify your claims.
Right, right. Which is what? Like a print? Little
right, we
alien
don't know
print.
If they write.
I think they have hooves. No. They can they can write.
No, you don't know that.
Trust me, if they can travel here, they can take a pen and write.
That is genius by the insurance companies.
Unless they have to pay one.
They'll never pay one.
Yeah, you just send it off to PSA, get it authenticated like I do with the things.
This is a 10.
Next thing you know, yeah, this is a real alien signature. It's a 10. You're telling me all 4 of those stories are stupid and wrong.
Yes, every single one of them.
Well, then there you have it. All right, thank you, guys.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay them. You know, somebody did, but St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Let's do a draft, much like the NFL draft or NBA draft. Today we'll be drafting nicknames for money. Can be anything. Nicknames for money. If people call it this, you got it. You can list it. I won the old dice roll. I'll go first. I'm going to go cash. Number one answer.
That's good.
I feel like it's right down the middle. Not sexy, but also it's what everybody calls it.
Everyone still uses that.
My first nickname for money is cash. Amy, nicknames for money.
Cheddar.
Yeah. Spin that cheddar.
Yeah, okay.
What? Why are you hating everybody?
What does it matter?
He has the belt in front of him. It's the only time he's ever won like
I'm
5 years.
You
right?
know what I'm saying? So I kind of know what I'm talking about.
You know, you won one draft in 5 years. Okay, go ahead. Lunchbox.
Dough.
Ooh, good one.
Spell it.
D-O-U-G-H.
Got it. Okay, champ. Eddie.
Oh, man, there's so many. But I'm just going to go with bucks.
Bucks.
Got 500 bucks.
Bucks is good. Bucks. Okay. And then Morgan's out. Maybe for the first time ever.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Ray. Easy one.
Bag.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you can get the bag. Bag's not really money. Bag's like the... It doesn't matter. Hey, you know what? It's you.
Sold the bag.
I'm not trying to be Eddie here.
I like bag, though.
But like, get that bag, but that means a bag of money.
Yeah, he's trying to get that bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear... Yes, I know.
I've heard that before. My kids say that. My son says, Dad, you sold the bag. I don't know what that means.
Raymundo, you get to go first the second time around because you went last here. What is your second one?
Just because it sounds funny, and me and my friend, when I first went to college, called our money this for an entire year, loot.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Hey, man, you got any loot on you?
Yeah.
Yeah, how much loot you need?
Yeah, get the loot.
Pirates used to say that, too. Right?
Or like 1,800 bank robbers. Yeah. I like that. Eddie, you got bucks. What do you got with yours?
Man, where do I go here? Do I go like young with the kids, or do I just like keep it like general? I think I'm going to go with jingle. What? Got a little jingle in my pocket.
Like change?
Yeah, man. I got a little jingle.
Because if you went way back.
Hey. Jingle.
Hey, you got some jingle on you?
Okay.
That sounds like either a Christmas song or like you don't have money, so you only got jingle.
Like, you know the jingle jangle?
Yeah, no, I hear you. The jingle's changed to me.
Yeah, that's money, dude.
I hear
it's
you.
Money.
I hear you. I hear you. I hear you.
Champ.
I like it. Hey, sorry, champ. I should never question the champ. All right, Lunchbox, you have dough. What else are you doing?
Man, I don't remember what Amy said.
Yeah, we can't tell you.
I know. Dang it. Oh, man. Give.
Remember, if he doubles up, it goes down as poop.
I know. That's why I'm scared.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Give me moolah.
Oh, okay. That's good, dude.
Okay.
Forgot about moolah.
Amy, you have cheddar. What are you going to put with it?
Paper.
Paper. Okay, good.
Y'all don't ever say that?
Yeah, the kids
on paper. Gotta get that paper.
Yeah.
Like my son would be like, "Dad, you got paper?"
Right. So you went with jingle.
Well, I didn't want to go too young. My son's 16. You
know? I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with cheese. Straight up cheese. You got cheddar, but I got cheese. You only got one kind. I got all the cheeses.
Got it.
I got cash and cheese. Amy's got cheddar and paper. Lunchbox has got dough and moolah. Eddie's got bucks and jingle.
That's money, dude.
Dude, this is why you always look. Like, you hit your one, like...
Hey.
Blind squirrel gets a nut. You hit it last week.
Hey, you're not a voter.
Hey, it's fun seeing you eliminated again, though. You're going to go from champ to eliminated in 1 week.
No, they're going
to
like this.
Okay. Raymundo's got bag and loot. Okay. And final round. To add to cash and cheese. I'm going to do De Niro.
Like Robert?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got De Niro.
Shoot.
Is it?
Oh, okay. I can go pesos then.
You can.
Do it.
Or yen.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Is it bad? Because Benjamin's is only 100.
I almost said Benjamin's, I'll be honest with you.
It's like, I mean...
It doesn't matter. Eddie picked nickels, so you can do hundreds.
Because I'm going between, like, bank or Benjamin's.
I almost did Benjamin's.
Yeah. I can get specific. I'll go Benjamin's.
Okay, good. Lunchbox?
Bread.
Ooh, but that's a...
Interesting. You went dough and bread. Should you go butternut? Oh, you're done.
I'm going to go biscuits.
Hey, dude, this is the wrong draft, man. We're doing money.
All right. Jingle ain't one that I'd be bragging about.
Yeah, jingle and bucks, man.
Dude, jingle's terrible. I'm going to say that. We're all getting good laughs, but jingle's terrible.
Let's see. All right, go ahead. Okay.
Like jingle jangle, even then be bad, but at least you kind of, you know.
Dude, you never heard you got a little jingle? Hey, man, we're going out tonight. You got jingle?
No.
Okay, actually,
I've never said it that way.
I've never heard that either.
I have heard, got a little jingle in my pocket going jingling.
That's where I got it from, I think.
Go ahead. You think.
Let's see, Bones. Dang, you went cash?
Can't tell you.
Yeah, I can't.
No, I remember him going cash.
Who? Lunchbox?
You went cash.
Did I?
So I think I'm going to one-up you on this one. And I'm going to go with Kazash.
Yeah, goodbye. Just take the belt now.
What do you mean?
Just take the belt and put it on the floor. Like, who knows who's going to get it, but take the belt and put it on the floor.
Hey, we're going out. You got Kazash?
You got Kazash or jingle?
Oh, yeah, that's Czash.
You won't get another win. It's a great till 2029, bro. All right, Morgan.
You're out.
Sorry. Ray.
G. Whenever I'm going to Vegas, I always tell my boys, yeah, I'm rolling up with a couple G's.
Like G's.
Oh.
G's.
Yeah. Like a grand.
Got it. Yeah, G's. But do you ever roll up with a couple G's?
Typically in Vegas, yeah, I'll be a G heavy.
You'll take $2,000 with you.
G heavy?
Yeah, for a whole weekend.
You'll take. You really will take $2,000. No, Ray, there's no way, Ray.
Ray,
with Bazer's money and my money.
I like this. G's is good. I'm not hating on G's. I'm just saying you saying you're taking a couple G's.
Right. It just goes with what I'm saying, though, because if I have less than $1,000, it's not a G.
But do you ever show up with a couple, literally a couple G's?
I have taken a couple G's before. Do I every time? No.
Have you more than one time?
No.
Okay.
That's including his fly hotel.
Oh, good point. Okay, so here we go. You can vote at BobbyBones.com. You look at the whole body of work. Don't select the first round pick. I have cash, cheese, and De Niro. Amy has cheddar, paper, and Benjamins. Lunchbox has dough, moolah, and bread. Eddie has bucks, jingle, and kazash.
Boom. Those sound good together.
Raymond. Bucks was solid.
Thank you.
But I stopped there.
You like kazash?
Or jingle, no. Raymundo has bag, loot, and G's.
Raymundo's a rapper, dude.
Some other ones that I had would have been like cabbage.
Ooh, I like that.
Some coin.
Coin, yeah.
Bacon. Bring home the bacon.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Scratch.
Lunch is right with the whole bread winner. They say bread.
All of them are right except for Eddie, Kazash, and Jingle.
No, those are all used too. Mm-hmm. A little jingle in my pocket going.
Stacks, Skrilla, Hundies.
Paper
would have worked, yeah.
Oh, we already did that. Somebody picked that, didn't they? Cha-ching. Anybody do cha-ching?
Sounds you hear when you win money.
Cha-ching.
All right, go vote at BobbyBones.com on our dumbest draft yet, nicknames for money. Good job, everybody. Eddie, you played too.
Oh, man. Yeah. I bet I win it.
You played too, Eddie. Yeah. Here's a voicemail right here.
Hey, Amy, I have a morning courting for you that I think is hilarious. So, did I tell you someone broke into my house and stole all of my fruit? I am absolutely peachless.
That was stupid. I love that.
All right, here is the next one.
Bobby, I lost my Aggie ring in 2020 down in Port Aransas, Texas. 4 years later, 2024, a lady with metal detecting found it for me, met up with her, and I got it back. Anything is possible, Amy.
Anything is possible.
I can't wait.
We're looking for Amy's Aggie ring. We have been for years. There's a reward of $1,500. It says Moffitt, Amy's maiden name on the side. She lost it in North Carolina, or someone stole it from her house because her house was burglarized.
Like, really?
Yes.
And they took more than fruit.
We believe you.
But it could have been just lost.
No, I know. And that's why she's like, really? No, we believe you. Because other stuff was taken, too.
Yes.
Unless you took all the stuff to hide the fact that you lost your ring. Man, that would be next level thinking.
No, my husband was in Afghanistan, and his Air Force Academy ring was stolen.
Next level thinking, you threw that away just to hide the fact that you lost it. That's good stuff.
No, I didn't know.
Okay, next up, this is play Alex and Austin, please.
I just wanted to kind of process out loud my awesome weekend at iHeart Country. It was just so amazing. I'd never been, but live in Austin, so I hear about it all the time. My husband and I got to be at Bangers on Friday night. We got to meet you all. It was just like a dream, but it's also very weird to like be a fan and know about y'all and be invested in y'all, but then to meet you and you obviously have no idea who we are. I don't know, right? How do you be cool in such a situation? And I don't know that we did a good job, but it was so, so fun. And it was just, we're coming down off the high slowly.
Well, thanks. We appreciate that. I hope we gave you a good time. For a good time, call us, is what I always say. That's why I write our numbers in the bathroom wall. Thank you for calling. Glad we got to meet you and hope the trip was amazing.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Google is rolling out audio emojis, which will play a sound while you're talking on the phone with someone. So, you know, like you may respond to a text with an emoji. Well, now mid-conversation, you can respond to the conversation with a sound emoji.
Sounds like terrible.
Why can't you just respond with your voice?
Or just go like, "Aruga." But do you have to like pull your phone off your head and push it?
Maybe if you're talking on speaker or something, or you have your earbuds in, then you're looking at your phone and you can hit it. Like, here's another one.
In theory, funny.
Can you imagine me on a phone call?
I'd be like, stop.
Like, my kids would just be like making noises the whole time.
I feel like people would just call and only do that as a prank call. Okay. I'm sure we'll figure out a way to make it useful for all of us.
Yeah, because I feel like when emojis first came out, we were like, what are these? What? And will we really use them? And now we use them. Like, it's normal.
It's just the talking. Like, how are you going to do it while talking? But I'm with you. Go ahead.
All right, I have a way where moms can get a babysitter for a year, or dads, but this is for Mother's Day. So,
Eddie, why'd you set up taller?
Oh, what do you mean?
You're never this interested in anything. Go ahead.
You can get a babysitter for the whole year?
Eddie, you should enter for your wife because it is Mother's Day. What you have to do is you order flowers from DoorDash anytime between May 10th and May 12th. So that's this weekend. And if you spend more than $30, you enter the promo code Gift of Time. And that's how you enter. It's that easy. Gift of Time. And you could be selected to get a prepaid gift card that's worth about $4,800. And they say that that is enough to have a babysitter all year long.
All year.
Not for Eddie. That's like a weekend. Four kids, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends on how long you need the babysitter and whatnot. But they're providing me the gift card that'll give you that much money. And it's on a prepaid gift card, so I assume you could probably use it for whatever you want. It doesn't have to be a babysitter.
Is it like babysitter.com or something?
No. Okay. It's just a gift through DoorDash for moms.
Well, then if you got a $5,000 gift card, I doubt you'd use it on a babysitter.
Grand? Yeah. I got other ideas for that.
All right, go ahead.
So, did you see Martina McBride on Sarah Evans' podcast?
I can't say I did. I must have missed that one.
I don't know. It came up on my YouTube, so I ended up watching about 30 minutes of it, and it was a good chat. It's called Diving in Deep with Sarah Evans.
I've done Sarah's podcast. So
I haven't. That one hasn't popped up on my YouTube.
I'm not on yet. They didn't play me yet.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the Martina one came up, and they were just talking about how being an artist today is so different from when they were coming up, and that Sarah made a comment that, you know, a label may not even look at someone unless they have a million followers. And I don't know if she was exaggerating by a million, but I just didn't know your thoughts on followers and getting looked at.
Followers, not really the issue. If the virility of the song, mostly. You can have a ton of followers. And if you're just putting out crap, you could be an influencer that gets followers another way and you decide to do music, that doesn't matter. You could just start an Instagram page and have 18,000 followers, but you have this, a song that's gone crazy viral on TikTok or Instagram. That's where the numbers come in, a little more than followers. But yeah, it's definitely, they even pick songs with major artists based off of what songs catch and what songs don't. But the problem with that is you can't really predict the algorithm. And sometimes the algorithm just works better for different reasons for different things. So it's not really a fair, but yes, all that is true.
What did you and Sarah talk about when you went on?
I don't know. I worked for it for an hour. She grew up a lot like I did. And she read my book. And she was like, I have so much to talk about. And I was like, okay. And then we talked. I don't even remember. I mean, it was fun.
I know you do a lot of talking, so it's hard.
Am I on right now?
Yes. Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
So, Bones, you talked about this yesterday a little bit, but I have more to the story, which is so cool. It's a guy from North Carolina. He's 18 years old, never played the lottery, really. His name was Donnie.
Oh, that kid.
And he goes in the convenience store, and he's buying chips. He's buying Coke. And he looks down. He's like, man, there's a scratch-off ticket right there. Like, I don't know. He had a gut feeling, he says, that I should just buy that ticket.
And he could not have bought one even a year earlier.
Last year.
He's got to be 18.
Yeah. So it's called the $20 Big Cash Payout Scratch-Off Ticket. He says, let me have one of those. He scratches it. He wins the top prize of $2 million. But here's the crazy part.
That's crazy.
When he goes to the headquarters, they're like, all right, here it is. You get the lump sum of all the money at once, or you can get $100,000 for 20 years.
You mean you have to take the lump, right?
He took the lump sum. Okay. But see, why would you take the lump?
I would always take the lump because
life happens.
Sure.
But he's 18. This is the most you'll ever get paid.
If you take the lump, let's say it's $700,000.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you could put that in the bank and draw some interest off of it. Also have it all, buy something bigger, and then or invest even more, $500,000 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the lump is probably the way to go if you use it smartly. If you're not going to use it smartly, it's probably better to get the $100,000.
Yeah. Because like 18 years old, you don't have a lot of discipline. So I'm thinking like, just give me the $100,000.
That's why you would not say that, because you have no discipline.
Right. Dude, so freaking cool.
Don't you think though, and I'll go to our expert lunchbox here, that everybody feels like they have a gut feeling when they buy a ticket, though?
Yeah, I mean, that's why you buy a ticket. You're like, oh, that's the one. That's the one. You look at them, they're all shiny and sparkly. You're like, yep,
Not true, though. You hear these stories of people that just buy tickets all the time, and they're like, oh, I forgot I had them all in my truck. Like, that's not a gut feeling.
But maybe it's a gut feeling they bought it.
To begin with.
They just didn't look at it. Mm. Like, I don't think you ever have the gut feeling not to get one, then you get one.
Yeah, I really shouldn't buy that.
My gut says don't get it, but I got one anyway. That kid, 18 years old, just won $2 million. That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail from Beverly in Albany, Georgia.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I have listened ever since before you guys were on the country station. You were on a pop station in my area, and you're the only reason I even listen to country music now, because I had to listen if I wanted to hear you guys. But I heard another caller call in, and it inspired me to call because I, too, never listened to talk radio. I thought talk radio was so boring. But the first time I heard your show, I was just enthralled, and I have listened ever since. If I miss a day, I catch it on the podcast. So love you guys.
Thanks. That's really nice of you to say, especially because we like your friends in real life, or we like your family in real life, can also annoy the crap out of you.
Yeah.
But we know that. So we don't come on and just go, okay, let's not be annoying today. We come on and we try to have a day. And at times we can be extremely annoying or extremely funny or extremely happy. But we try to keep it as real as we possibly can. Sometimes we fight and it's awkward, just like at Thanksgiving when your parents won't shut up about politics.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
And with us, it's not politics, but it's anything. But for you new listeners, there are times where you're like, oh, I can't take this. But come back tomorrow because it'll be different. But you know, when you're together a long time, we've been together a long time, you know, that's what happens. Let's do one more. Go ahead, Ray.
Helicopter, helicopter over my head. How many Eddies can I count? Eddie, stop being a helicopter parent, you idiot.
What's she talking about? Whoa. Why don't you call me an idiot?
Whoa.
I don't know. That's just a general life problem.
What?
I don't think it's about anything specific. I think it's just you generally.
Is that a real song?
It's a good one, though. Number one.
Helicopter, helicopter. Mm-hmm. Eddie, you're an idiot.
No idea. I like it, though. All right, let's go to get the morning corny.
The morning corny.
How do you turn a brain into water?
How?
Take away the bee.
Rain. Got it.
That was the morning corny.
Oh, like the word.
Yeah, the word. Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, Amy versus Lunchbox in this game. We played it yesterday with just Lunchbox. He lost all his money playing the game. So what we're going to do is I will give you the lead singer. You tell me the name of the band. Write your answers down. Amy versus Lunchbox. Ready. Number one, Randy Owen. Randy Owen is the lead singer of what band? Let me know when you're in.
I'm in.
In for the win.
Lunchbox.
Alabama.
Amy.
Alabama.
Correct.
Wow.
Oh, play me the mountain music. Like grandma and grandpa used to play. Billy Corgan.
No chance.
Lead singer. I bet Lunchbox can get it.
Think so?
In for the win.
I think you'll get it.
Oh, thank you.
He said no chance for you. Lunchbox.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Amy?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, my bad.
The world is a vampire. Down. Brian Wilson.
I'm in.
What?
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Beach Boys.
Amy?
Beach Boys.
Correct. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Good. Help me, Rhonda. Yeah. Get her out of my heart. David Lee Roth.
Dang. Oh, man. I've heard that name before.
David Lee Roth.
Dang. David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth. We've hit a speed bump.
David Lee Roth is the lead singer.
I am David Lee.
David Lee Roth. David Lee. Okay.
No, that's not right, is it?
I guess I'm.
All right, Lunchbox.
Pantera.
Amy.
Led Zeppelin.
Van Halen.
Jimmy Zeppelin? Who's that?
Yeah. Jim, there's no Zeppelin. Oh. Led Zeppelin.
Oh, don't tell her. Don't tell her.
Oh, sorry. Next up, Jimmy Zeppelin.
I'm just kidding.
Sammy Hagar.
What?
Give me the lead singer. Give me the band.
Sammy Hagar.
Have you heard of him?
No.
I have, but I don't know.
Sammy Hagar.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
The Eagles?
Lunchbox?
The Judds.
No, Van Halen again.
Second singer.
Yeah, the second singer. Once first
That's...
Might as well jump!
Dang, will you hit him with a third singer, though?
No. I would have to go... No.
Okay.
I can't remember his name. It's a guy from Extreme.
Yeah, that's all I know. I don't know his name.
All right, next up. Robert Plant.
Oh...
I give you a lead singer. You tell me the band. Robert Plant. It's 3-3 right now. It's the first 1-5.
No, wait.
Robert Plant. I know it's... Okay, it's... Robert Plant.
Wait.
Okay, I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Led Zeppelin.
Amy?
Led Zeppelin.
Correct.
Dang, Lunchbox was going back and forth with two names.
What was the other one?
Can't tell you that.
Okay, let me write that down as an option.
Ronnie Van Zant.
Oh, I've heard that name before. Oh, Ronnie.
If one of you guys get it, you win. If it's to five, you both have four right now. Ronnie Van Zant.
Ronnie Van Zant.
Mm-hmm.
Old Vanny.
Is that what they called him?
Yeah, they called him V for short.
Okay.
All right, I'm in for the win.
All right.
Amy?
Skinner.
Lunchbox?
Leonard Skinner.
Correct.
I would have never had that.
This is
option.
Crazy.
Next up, Sudden Death. Matty Healy.
Matty Healy.
Are you
saying Maddie or Matty?
He's hypnotizing me.
That's what it sounds like.
I will do whatever you say. Matty Healy.
I don't know what you're saying.
He's saying Matty Healy.
I don't know if he's saying Matty. Like,
does it matter?
Yeah, it's either a guy or a girl. Matty is a girl. Matt.
I don't know that you can.
Okay, Matty.
Bro, just say you don't know it.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to say that. I would never admit that.
In Healy. Like a helium? We're like, you're healing somebody.
Yeah. All right, I'm in for the win.
Amy in?
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox.
Four Non-Blondes.
Amy.
The Doobie Brothers.
Oh, Amy, I thought you would get it.
What is it?
That's Taylor Swift's ex, 1975.
Oh, that's right. I was like, why does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sudden death buzzing with your name.
Okay.
Jarrett Reddick. Jarrett Reddick.
Buzz in with your name, guys.
Amy. Cadillac 3.
Incorrect.
Isn't he Jarrett? Jarrett.
Lunchbox.
Jarrett Reddick.
Jarrett Reddick.
Lunchbox.
Incorrect. I just feel like it's incorrect.
Go ahead. Gonna be wrong.
Go ahead.
Oasis.
Incorrect. Bowling for Soup.
Oh.
That's a good one. They were good.
Next up. Florence Welch.
Amy. Florence and the Machine.
Correct.
Wow.
Amy is a winner. Nice job, Florence and the Machine.
Good job, Amy.
Great job. All right, let's get to the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
This one is definitely a... What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
A San Diego area school district superintendent was fired this week after students alleged she threatened to ban them from their graduation ceremonies after they inadequately applauded her daughter at a banquet, meaning they didn't applaud enough.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, the board that oversees the roughly 35,000 student... Poway Unified School District voted unanimously to dismiss Marion Kim Phelps. In a statement, the board said, quote, "I lost all confidence. Players, coaches, and parents alleged that Phelps bullied and harassed members of the softball team. After a banquet, players who were upset that this daughter was named MVP didn't clap that much." Mm. So then she...
That's odd behavior.
Then according to the story, she held it against them.
Oh my goodness.
That's from the LA Times. What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
Eesh. This is from HelloFresh survey. A survey revealed that people tend to reach for fast food when they're having a bad day. Researchers asked people about the foods they instantly go to try to improve their moods. And fast food, tacos especially, top the list. You're not feeling good. What do you grab, Amy?
Oh, yeah. Like some sort of chip situation.
Oh, salty, huh?
Yes.
I go sweet. I'll get on and order donuts, Uber Eats. I'll just type in donuts and see what shows up.
That sounds good, too.
And I'll order, like, from three different places at once. Yeah. Eddie, you?
Yeah, this thing's spot on. Like, there's a McDonald's by my house, and usually if I'm having a bad day, I'll stop by there and get a quarter pounder with cheese, McFlurry, Dr. Pepper.
Lunchbox.
Strawberry milkshake. Mmm. That'll make you put you in a good mood. Fresh strawberries ground up in that ice cream. Mmm.
I find it doesn't put me in a better mood. Actually, it gives me just a minute to forget about the bad mood because I'm like, I love this donut. Then I feel worse about myself later for having 11 donuts.
Yeah, it's temporary.
You know?
11 donuts?
Dude, I will eat. I never posted this video series that I did. My wife went out of town for some stuff, and I was at the house, and I was doing my wife's away weekend, and I recorded everything I did while my wife was away. I ordered donuts. I played Matt. I mean, it was all just like, and I never really posted it because I thought it felt a bit celebratory.
Oh, you were living.
But it wasn't that. It was just like I was ruining myself.
Yeah.
Being a version of me that I was when I was single. But I was just like, man, I'm going hard at doing everything. I went to the store and bought more baseball cards. I was doing everything.
You're out of control.
I never posted. I didn't like how it felt. A family in Quebec is searching for answers after discovering their father's remains didn't make it back to them. So this is from WGRZ. It was another man, actually.
Oh, they got a wrong body?
Yeah. The funerals were scheduled, and they had multiple ceremonies, I think, that were happening. And his daughter had been desperately calling and emailing as many officials as possible trying to find his body. And so she followed the directions that were given to her by the Canadian consulate, had the body returned to the family. It cost like $7,300. The casket arrived, and it was a Russian man who was 20 years younger than her father. This guy had a full head of hair and tattoos that her father didn't have at all. It wasn't even close. That's from WGRZ. Dang. It's like, we're like, ha, ha, ha. But I mean, you're a dead parent. It's already a traumatic.
Yeah, you want to know where it is.
Then you get sent Ivan Dragoff.
And then I'm starting to wonder, like, Drago. What went wrong? What happened?
Yeah.
And there's a Russian involved? Like, I'm worried.
Planner's nuts are recalled after discovery of possible fatal contamination. I love nuts.
Did you hear that part?
I can't get enough nuts. What?
I said fatal contamination.
I hear you, but
Listeria, I think, right?
Minnesota-based Hormel Foods has issued a recall for two Planner's products. Give me all the nuts you can give me. However, I like nuts that are like honey.
Oh, honey roasted. Those are good.
I don't even know if they're really roasting them with honey or whatever. I love a honey roasted nut.
Oh, you do. You do.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's... Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I don't think that's this, so I feel okay. But I will eat a whole bag of those. I know I shouldn't. Hormel. Oh, there, honey roasted peanuts. Oh my God.
No, dude.
Oh,
no. It's over.
I'm feeling sick.
Bones, you all right?
Hormel produced the contaminated honey roasted peanuts and deluxe lightly salted mixed nuts for planters at one of its facilities, and then gave them to Publix, and they sold them in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and North Carolina. After producing and distributing the products, they discovered the package contents contained Listeria monocytogens.
What do you do, like, if you were in Georgia at the Publix and you're eating that right now?
You just monitor your health. Well, first you stop eating it. Okay. You go. And then you just monitor to make sure you're not sick. Because I'm sure every nut doesn't have it. It's probably just in a couple or a few, if I'm guessing. But you just stop.
Okay.
You can probably take it back, get a refund.
Yes.
Too. From AP. And, you know, I can appreciate when someone wants to improve tourism in an area and create an environment where you go and there's fun stuff to do. Or they're working to boost tourism in Afghanistan. If you're planning a trip this summer.
Hadn't thought about that one.
The Taliban is hoping that they can entice travelers to pay a visit to Afghanistan.
Show me one person that will be enticed.
But you can ride a camel, I bet.
About 30 men have been crammed into a classroom at a Taliban-run institute training tourism and hospitality professionals. It should be noted that the students are all men because women aren't allowed to study beyond the sixth grade level.
Yeah, oh exactly. Goodness. I'm definitely not going.
The Taliban wants to boost tourism.
Oh, boy.
You going to spin the wheel, loser goes?
No.
For the 16th straight season, CBS was the most watched network in primetime. What does CBS have?
CSI, right?
I don't know. I don't watch really linear television.
I could be wrong on that.
Unless it's sports. I watch a lot of the shows that networks have if I like them, but I don't really watch live TV. So, Super Bowl. But well, that's only one. Man, that's only one.
Blue Bloods?
Rookie
is that on
Drama
there?
Tracker.
Oh, Rookie's good. Tracker, those are two different ones.
No, Rookie Drama Tracker. It must be a show, the first season.
That's one?
Yeah. Tracker. There's not a show called Rookie.
There's a show called Tracker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. There's a Rookie one. Ah, no,
yeah,
I'm thinking.
There's two different ones.
You said a Rookie's good.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen the commercial. I've seen the preview for that.
I don't see anything called Rookie.
It's called The Rookie and then
Super
Tracker.
Fan is that show that Morgan tried to get on for Shania Twain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I never made it.
Tough as Nails. I'm looking at their little list of shows here. Tough as Nails is the guy from Amazing Race who hosts that show about, like, I don't know, everybody that goes to work.
Like Tough Jobs or something?
Yeah, he came on the show and talked about it.
I know. It's a show where it's like, watch him take this rebar. And you're like, well, that's my stepdad. He does that
every day.
Every day. that's from The Hollywood Reporter. Wrap it up in 92 minutes. Americans are done with long movies. Amen.
Yes. What are we doing?
Man, if that movie's over 120 minutes, it's hard for me to get in and get started. Our shorter attention spans leading to shorter movies. We could be saying goodbye to Oppenheimer and Avatar-type movies that are super long. Hey, Mike, talk to me here. Movie Mike from Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Do you still like long movies?
I love long movies. If I go to the movie theater and don't see a movie that's at least 2 hours, I feel like I wasted time.
Okay, that's why you don't go to the movie theater. If I watch them at home. Maybe that's it. If it's a theater release, I don't know.
But those will eventually be at home, too.
But long movies have been a part of history forever. Gone with the Wind is 4 hours.
Yeah, so is Slavery.
Titanic
is
3 hours.
We stopped that, too, because we realized it was a bad move, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of bad things that are historically got rid of. They're not the same, though.
But every year, there's like three movies that are over maybe close to 3 hours.
I think we should generally shorten our movies. If something deserves it, I like that movie in Oklahoma, the one where they treated the Native Americans bad.
Yeah, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon. That was a really good movie.
That was long, though.
Yes, it's very long. It deserved to be long because I needed to hear and see the whole story. Tragic, even. Like, hated what happened, but I felt like it was a really good movie that couldn't have had. But I think I wouldn't have minded Killers of the Flower Moon 1 and Killers of the Flower Moon 2. And both as both movies.
From, like, Oppenheimer, I watched at home, and I think I just watched it over 2 days.
Oppenheimer. Yes, those are the two I would like to watch.
I think it comes down to budget, too. A movie that costs $250 million to make, that's at least a two-hour movie.
Or is it a two-movie shoot where they shoot it and then just find a place to split it? Like, I didn't dislike it, but I watched Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. It's like, because I'd never seen it, so I wanted to watch it. I watched them all one Christmas. I was back in my single days. And I don't think it's a spoiler, but at the end of one of the movies, nothing happens. They're just walking.
whole lives that happen in all those movies.
Yeah, it's like the end of it, end, the movie's ending, and I'm like, well, there's only 7 minutes left of this thing. Something big's got to happen, and it, they're just walking, and it ends.
Huh.
So I feel like they just shot that whole 9 hours in one sitting. That's what they should do. Movies are too long. All right, thank you, Mike. 70 passengers get sick and all start vomiting during a flight. It's from the Daily Mail.
Yeah, the peanuts or what?
The what?
The peanuts. Oh. You have peanuts on a plane.
Man, I'm hearing weird things.
Me too, man. So they say it's unclear what caused the illness, but the pilot had to call a medical team and have them ready because 70 people were vomiting on the plane.
What?
What could
that
it be? Water?
Weird. Yeah, it has to be something in the...
Do you think 70 people drink water, though, on a plane?
No.
I don't either. No. But what does 70 people even do that's the same on the plane?
The breathe. Air, the air?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever seen, like, smoke come out of those air vents in airplanes?
Do you mean chemtrails? Inner chemtrails?
Hey, man, don't get me started.
Oh, you mean where you're turning
you turn the air on?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't turn those on.
I think that's not smoke. I think it's more of like a steam.
Yeah,
like a,
I mean, it's some kind of chemical reaction, but...
No, I think it's like a temperature thing more than it is a chemical
thing. It looks
thing.
Like smoke, and if you really think about it, you're like, oh, man, they can kill us all right now.
So do you...
I don't think about that, though.
You don't think about that?
I think about I'm gonna die in the plane crash, but I don't think about that happening. And then I was supposed to do this big announcement today, but I guess I messed up, and I've already announced it weeks ago. So from the ACMs, hosted by 16-time ACM award-winning entertainment icon Reba McEntire, the ACM Awards will stream live, and also 5-time ACM award winner Bobby Bones will do backstage with Bobby Bones during the show. It will showcase intimate artist interviews and special moments during the live show.
That's cool.
I guess I just had to say the name of it. I didn't know I was supposed to talk about it. I've been talking about it for like a month that I was going to be a part of the ACMs. But hey, I'm super happy about it.
It's officially out now, though.
It's official.
Yeah.
But yes, so please watch the ACMs May 16th at 7 p.m. Central from the Star in Frisco, Texas.
You going to Dallas again?
Uh-huh.
You're probably going to see Dak and all them again?
Yeah, we usually hang out, have brunch, watch a long movie.
You serious?
Mm-hmm.
3-hour movies?
We're watching the whole Lord of the Rings together this time. But no, I'm excited. Reba's hosting, and I'm with her, and she throws to me, and I do stuff, and we throw back and forth. Just like the Cowboys.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But please watch it. And if you don't have Amazon Prime, it's free. It's one of those things where you can go to it and still watch it. It's free. It's not behind a paywall. So that'll be May 16th, 7 p.m. I will be on the ACMs.
Backstage
with Bobby Bones. Thank you very much. That's the news.
Those were Bobby's
Big Stories.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I'll up the ante to $50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I want to put Crystal on in South Carolina because Crystal's going to be a player here. Crystal, good morning, Crystal. How are you?
Good morning, studio.
Morning. So here's the thing with Crystal is that she's just going to be part of the group here. So you get 20 questions. Each of you will get 5 questions. At the end, you can guess. Okay, anybody who gets it right gets the money. But you're kind of playing your own game here. Okay.
Do we know the injury?
That's the answer is no. That's your first question.
What?
All right. Thank you, Eddie.
Got four questions left.
Why'd you ask that?
What do you mean?
You think I'm just going to answer a question as we're doing 20 questions? How did I hurt myself?
I shouldn't have asked that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There's Eddie. Okay. Crystal, what's your question?
Did you drop something on yourself?
No. Amy?
Was it playing a sport?
No. Lunchbox?
Was Caitlin involved?
No. All right, that's four. All right, that's
and we are nowhere closer to getting.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie really put you guys on a bad track.
No,
I mean,
that's
really
not true.
All right, Eddie, go ahead.
Is your injury on the upper half of your body? And we'll say the hip is the middle.
Yes.
Supper.
You're welcome, guys.
Mm-hmm. Right. Crystal, over to you.
Does it involve your dog?
No. Amy? What are you staring at? Different parts of my body for? Feels weird.
She's I'm trying to assess your body.
20 questions.
Okay. Golly, did you tear something?
I don't think so. No. No. It hasn't been diagnosed as a tear, and I'm going to say no. Okay? Lunchbox?
Do you guys even know? Are we supposed to guess the... I'm asking Eddie and Amy, are we guessing the injury or how it happened?
How did I hurt myself?
We don't even know the injury.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. So, like, we're not getting anywhere. All we have is upper body.
Right. So try to pinpoint where on his body it could be.
Well, I feel like if it was a tear, it could be that he was throwing.
What day did this happen?
No,
that's not a question. It's a yes or no. You lose your question. Eddie.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Okay. Is the injury in your head? Like head area?
No.
Okay, so we need to pinpoint where this injury
did
is.
Did hit your head on the camera.
Crystal?
But he said no head.
Was it on your stomach?
No.
No, up. Well, yeah.
Amy?
Okay. Is it a cut? Uh-huh. Was there bleeding?
How did I hurt myself? Good question. No. How did I hurt myself? Lunchbox?
No blood.
Was it in Nashville?
No. Boom.
Okay. Interesting.
There are.
Kind of helped a little bit.
I know.
Much better than the last one. Eddie?
Hurt himself. Is the injury in one of your extremities, arms?
Good question. Wow, no. Crystal?
So it's not stomach.
Did you injure your back?
Yes.
What'd
wow,
she say?
Crystal, it's a back. It's his back.
How did I hurt myself? Amy, question?
Okay. Are you...
This is question 15. Go ahead.
Are you going to go to a doctor about it?
Not the plan right now. Nope. Lunchbox, question 16.
Were there other people present when you were hurt?
Yes. Final four questions. Eddie?
My last question.
Mm-hmm.
Were you doing...
$50 on the line.
Were you doing something that you do every day?
No. That's not a bad question. Crystal.
Would you fall?
Good question. No. Amy?
Is it something athletic?
No.
Dang.
Not a bad question. Lunchbox, last question.
Did it take place at the arena where we had iHeart Country Festival?
No. Oh. All right, 20 questions are in. Write your answer down. If you get it right, you win $50.
Okay.
What do you know?
Nothing.
That it was on your back.
Okay, it's a big one. What else do you know?
That's it.
It's not true.
It didn't happen at home.
Come in.
I got it.
I guess.
I was
Hold on.
In Nashville.
Write it down.
No, he's asking what we know.
Well, you just said nothing. I said what do we know. You said nothing. Crystal, are you in?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, everybody's in. Crystal, what? Eddie, you got your answer down?
No. I'm in.
All right, Crystal. Yeah. What do you have for $50? Go ahead.
You threw your back out.
How I hurt myself?
You tripped and fell over somebody.
That's her guess. Go ahead, Amy. 50 bucks online.
Getting luggage down in the airplane. Interesting. You're like, oh.
Interesting.
Amy, that's really good.
That's a good one. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to not tell you if that's right or wrong. Lunchbox.
That's really good.
Suitcase in the airplane, putting it or getting it down from the overhead compartment.
That's incorrect. Eddie.
That's the exact same as hers.
Okay. Sorry.
Eddie.
You were stretching.
Incorrect.
But he does that every day. Yours is
also incorrect, Amy. Yours is the same as his.
Okay. I was like, what?
Dang. Okay. Jelly Roll gave you a bear hug.
No, that'd have been a good one, though.
Wow.
I was waiting at the airport, and I got in that back massaging chair.
That
shoves the things into your body.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't get out. I was trapped in it.
Mm-hmm. You know those?
It shut my legs in it, and then I was like, oh, my God, I can't get out. And it was just shoving these things into my back.
You were trapped in the chair?
My back's killing me.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. That happened to me at the mall. They get you those chairs.
I was like, I'm just sitting here, so I might as well put the $4 in for 20 minutes. And the thing is like it was a 2x4 shoving into my back. It wasn't even a massage at all.
Yeah, I recommend you do go
and
see
killing me.
A chiropractor. Because it's done a number on your back.
Should we put a ban on those chairs? Like go to our congressman?
Ban. Screw that one. Invest in one. Put them in there. I fell for that stuff. I was like, let's go.
But the thing is, it starts to get worse and you feel it. But then you're like, well, maybe if I get more, it'll work it out. So I swipe my credit card again and I sit there longer.
Killing me.
I only do the free trial. Like if you sit there for 5 minutes, it'll randomly just do a roll.
It does?
Yeah. And then it sucks you in, but I don't fall for it.
Like to show people what it does?
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall for it. My back's killing me. That's how I hurt myself over the weekend. No money, though. Crystal, thank you for playing. I thought your questions were pretty good.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, have a good day. See you later. All right, we'll play that game again never.
That's tough.
It's always yes or no questions, though, right? We know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Sure. All right, we'll come back. Hold on. There's something called kitchen sinking, and it's when you're in an argument with your partner and you tend to throw everything in the kitchen sink, meaning you bring up unrelated things that maybe are old grievances or things that bother you into the argument to have something else to use in that argument. It's a funny term for it. They say it's a tactic to divert attention from the current topic of discussion. This is from Psychology Today. That's not why. I'll admit I do this. Not purposefully, I don't think, but that's not why I do it. I think I kitchen sink because I'm losing. And so it's like, well, what else do I have back here? It's not really to divert attention. It's like, we could be having a disagreement about something and I'm like, but every time I wash the dishes, you didn't even say thanks? She's like,
was I supposed to?
You don't
exactly.
Say yeah. Hey, there's no need to be her right now.
Okay,
I'm just telling you how I bring up, I'll just bring up random because I'm getting just like logically dominated in some sort of argument or having.
Happens all the time?
More than I would like, honestly.
I saw a shift in, like, when I was married and we would fight this way. I saw a shift when we were able to, you know, be intentional about not doing that. And our therapist told us, like early on to try not to do it, but it still happens. But then when we really started actively working on it, it makes a huge difference in how long the fight will last.
Yeah, but sometimes it's just some good stuff that you're like, boy, I could really use this leverage right now.
Yeah.
I never use it if, like, I got a good point, though.
And it's not fighting clean. It's like if you really want to fight clean.
Yeah, but our fights, I mean.
Yes, they can't. You can, arguments sure, but
that's a discussion, man. You need to have those in your marriage.
Yeah, but isn't our fights about winning?
No.
For any reason whatsoever, always. Aren't they just about winning? Really, doesn't matter what it is.
But you know you do it. So now if you're aware, you can be like, okay, Bobby, like next time y'all get in an argument, be like, tell yourself, Bobby, fight clean. Don't bring up the old stuff.
But also keep notes of things I want to bring up.
That's not. So you're prepared.
Like I go in with the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Like I go in with the sink prepared in case I need to, unless it's like, you know, at halftime, make adjustments. You know, the basketball game, you got to make some adjustments at halftime in order to stop with it. So I'll do that. I mean, I got to pee for a second. I'll go in, look at my notes. All right, here's my kitchen. Oh, this is how I can get this.
Mm-hmm. How does it usually end? Like what happens at the end of the fight?
I go to the bathroom.
And don't come back?
Yeah.
Stay in there for hours.
And I try to listen at the door to see if she's gone.
So you avoid. Yeah.
No, we have the whole thing, but then I'm like, I'm over. And I probably lost, so I go to the bathroom and shut the door. And I do have like IBS, so I was going to have to do that anyway.
Sure.
And you can't prove I'm not.
Is that when you say to her, prove I'm not.
No, because that would be ridiculous. You can't prove I'm not going to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
So she doesn't like do a toilet check after. Let me see if you did.
Well, the kitchen sink thing can happen in obviously any kind of relationship. Friendships, it can happen in work relationships or co-parenting. Mm-hmm. I feel like I kitchen sinked then the other day with some. I brought up something from 4 years ago.
I had a girl. When, I know. Note yet saved? Yeah.
No, I didn't have it saved.
Remind me of the kitchen sink. No, yeah.
It just came out, but immediately I knew it was wrong and I shouldn't have done it. And we recovered quickly and I said I was sorry.
Oh.
But I went hard. I brought up something that we.
You said you were sorry in the middle of a fight? What good does that do? You can't win the fight if you're already sorry.
Well, no, I needed to own that I brought up something that wasn't even a part of the conversation. I kitchen sinked it.
I'd own that an hour after it was over then. At that time, you're clawing for leverage, you know?
Yeah.
You don't feel the same?
I want it to be over. I want to have a clean discussion and get it over with faster than like have that fester and us being mad at each other and it makes the whole co-parenting experience miserable for the next day. Why not just like get it done there? And we can recover pretty quickly now, but...
You kitchen sink, Eddie?
No, my wife's the kitchen sinker. I'm more of just like, when she does that, I'm like, focus.
Wow.
Let's stay on track. I don't want to talk about that. That's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about this. And usually she's like, okay, we'll focus.
But if you're getting dominated, you don't make halftime adjustments. That's what I call it, more so than kitchen sinking. You don't make halftime adjustments?
No, man. I'm like Amy, dude. I want it to be done. Yeah. I hate fighting.
Well, me too. I just want to, okay.
No, you want to win. That's different.
I know, but I want to be done. I want to win and be done.
Eddie and I are okay with not winning.
That's probably the difference in being married for a long time. Right? Because Amy, you were married for how many years?
17 years.
Eddie, you were married for how many?
Like 18.
But you probably know the healthy way to do it, where I'm still like.
And you're.
Amy's right, though. You'll ruin the whole day over a dumb argument.
Mm-hmm. Not if I win.
Well, yeah.
Day's fine.
You'll still ruin it.
You feel fine.
Yeah, I feel great.
Okay.
I don't win as much as I used to, though. Kitchen sinking. Thought it was a funny term.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Orleans, Vermont. Police got a call, hey, pigs are blocking the road over here on Maple Street. Can you come get them out of the way? And when they showed up, they found two guys in fisticuffs, boom, boom, punching each other, arguing about who gets to keep the pigs. Problem is, neither one of them owned the pigs. They were just trying to steal them.
Huh. Were they like pigs from a farm?
Yeah, they got out.
They just got out,
and then those guys were like, oh, no, I get the pigs. No, I get the pigs. And fisticuffs ensued.
You like to use that word.
No, what is that?
I don't think it's been used since those guys were on the street going, get your news, get your news right here.
There's a fisticuffs
Fisticuffs down on third. Yeah.
That's still
No one ever uses the word fisticuffs. Guys,
it's a fight.
I know what it means.
I didn't. I'm like, what? Fisticuffs?
Well, you didn't know what it meant?
No.
I only know it because it would be used by townies. Local man gets into fisticuffs at the bar.
Paper?
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't think I've ever heard it.
Yeah, but... when he said that, you didn't know what that meant?
No, I thought they got fisted and cuffed.
He could have said they got into a fight, but instead.
Yeah, but fisticuffs makes it sound more intense, but they're fighting over pigs that aren't theirs.
They were trying to keep the pigs for pets or make bacon?
The word fisticuff dates back to the early 17th century, combining fistic, related to fighting with fists, and cuff, which is a punch. A cuff's a punch. Fisticuffs was how it was called. Fisticuffs then became fisticuffs.
Ah.
So not since the 1800s, man. Has that
bit of it.
All right, that's it. Thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Raymundo, where's your truck?
Great question. No idea.
What?
What do you mean? Oh, the artist.
Yeah, Chase Matthew.
Okay. He doesn't have it back yet? He's not back yet?
No. He came and got it from my place. And remember, we need the engine work. We need some wipers handled. And so I assumed it was kind of a Napa type thing where it goes for a couple days and it comes back. I haven't seen it.
Oh, I saw him at iHeart Country Festival and he told me that he is doing some crazy things and Ray better get ready.
I was going to say the same thing that I just think I saw him at iHeart Country Festival and he wasn't working on it. So.
No, he wasn't.
No, but he talked to me about it.
But he was there, so he couldn't have been working on the truck. Hmm. Therefore, I see why the truck's delayed. I wonder if it was just on some jack somewhere, what do they call that?
I think it's a jack.
Yeah.
But what crazy things is he working on?
Wings.
Shouldn't a mechanic just do what you're...
I think it just isn't done yet because he's a famous artist now.
Oh, okay.
And I would say the same thing, but you don't have it yet?
No. Okay. No, but I'm using my wife's vehicle, so I have a backup. I'm not worried about it, but at the same time, it has been a couple weeks.
a bit.
Do you want me to find out what's going on with it, or are you still cool?
I just, as long as like he didn't take out the engine, it just totally doesn't work anymore, mm-hmm. and he's trying to figure out what to do now.
Okay. I don't know anything about it, but I just have seen a different car that's not yours every day up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow, I have a press conference at 2 p.m. Central on my Instagram. We'll not be doing it from this studio, but I will do it. You want to follow me, Mr. Bobby Bones, 2 p.m. Central. You'll be able to check that out. I won't say much more about it, but a press conference tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.